Om Shanti. So everyone is having a good day, right? Every day feels better and better. Of course, we experience harmony, but now with stability. Stability is where you are unshakable. Let's say you want to remain peaceful, and there are situations which could be very challenging, disturbing, or you don't like. But do you are able to maintain yourself in peace, if it's the stage of peace? So we have to look into few of our, you know, subtle aspects. One is confusion. Some people get confused very quickly. But let's say, if you have to discern and decide, you have to be stable. Sometimes that could happen when you are driving. You reach to a point where you're not certain about, there are two lanes, which one I should go. So somebody just really get confused and say, so stops on the way, then that's not practical, no? Because there are so many cars coming from behind. So sensible person will take car on one side until decide which direction to go. But some get very confused at that time, rather remain stable and then discern and decide and then go in that direction. So internally also sometimes, what should I do? Whether I should do it or not. What is Baba Srimad? Is this my dictates of mind or Srimad? You know, confusion. It's many different types. So actually, internally, if you go into, I always say that if you are driving and you are confused about something, and you have to stop to go back to your neutral gear and then put it into 2-3, but you can't change, you know, on the way, but just go to the zero. So in the sense of take your mind into, even, you know, that is why about 1 minute of silence, 1 moment of silence, just 1 moment of peace. And that is why Baba keeps giving us the practice of, he says, in 1 second, be embodiment of this form. 1 second Baba gives us. And 1 second, you know, I think that's what the practice is required, that within 1 second, I should be able to be stable and then discern and then decide. Or anxiety, very, very subtly. And anxiety actually comes from a form of fear, where you are very uncertain. And also, you are scared that if this happens, what I will do? Will I be able to do or not? Sometimes it happens, let's say you hear some news or it hasn't happened to you, and you start dreaming certain things. And those dreams really doesn't connect with what has happened in your life ever. But you are anticipating that you reach at airport and then you were looking for passport. You didn't get passport and then you didn't know what to do at that time, which has never happened maybe in your life. But you are dreaming that. It's like out of anxiety. That is why even for listening to news, some information is necessary, not too much details. This happened to this person, that happened to that person. So then I start assuming that it will happen maybe to me also. So this subtle anxiety is happening a lot. And I don't think anyone is free of that, but you could find that you could be better and better. So stability in the form of that everything will be okay, you know. Even if that situation comes, but ultimately you will be able to take care of that and you will not be hurt in any way. You will not be stopped. So that stability and that certainty as part of that. I remember some situations and I just, okay, let's remember Baba. Yes, Baba will take care. Baba is responsible. So last minute, even it's last minute, everything works out, right? So to maintain that peaceful mind and have trust, faith in Baba, and not allow yourself to be shaken. I think especially at present situation, this is needed more. Someone from one of the university in USA, Howard, they watch Brahma Kumaris and they are fascinated that they are able to do their daily routine without being affected by the atmosphere outside. And they say mostly people are not able to do. One is their own taking care of their personal life, but also whatever responsibility they have. Even the leadership roles, they were watching and they said, it's really, really something what they call as stability and deep faith in them. So they do want to do research, how we are able to do. We are maintaining our proper routine of the day. And we are also doing whatever else we have to do in our present role. So they want to really find out. So I find that it's like, sometimes like we take it for granted. You know, like few days, I don't think about trust much because I have trust, right? So if then something happens, I say, what happened to my trust now? You know, it's like you have to kind of keep emerging, keep using, keep creating awareness. Yes, I have to trust. Whatever had happened was very good. Baba is responsible. You know, like this, many, many aspects of knowledge have to be regularly used. So I liked one of the points very beautifully Baba said, that when you have habit of churning or reflection, it nurtures your divine intellect. And I thought that that's so beautiful. That whole day, you have to, from Baba's Murli, take few points and time to time keep churning. What I have eaten yesterday, yes, it becomes energy in the body, but it doesn't mean I don't need it today. I don't need it. I need it. But if I don't get it, I can survive because I have from energy which is in reserve. So it is both ways. So Baba's knowledge studying, as much I study properly, and then reflection, churning, as much I can do, and kind of integrate awareness while doing actions. It's really, really important that, or doing service, I cannot remember Baba, but I can at least remember this is Baba's task. And I like that aspect very much. Love for Baba, it is task of Baba, Baba is responsible, Baba has made me instrument. You know, Didi Manmohini used to tell us in the beginning when we were very young Brahmins, anytime you think that Baba has told to do this, or Baba says this, Baba says this, you are remembering Baba. That's part of remembrance. And today I was thinking about that, that it's such an easy way. You know, keep reminding each other what Baba said this morning, what was blessings of this morning. So it's like it's a becoming habit, or it's becoming the, you know, remembrance and part of awareness, which gives us strength, could give us stability, trust, whichever quality is required at that time. So I think that each one of us, we will be tested, and we are being tested, right? About the stability, you know, and we all know, I always feel, each one of us know if I am stable, where I am stable, where I am not stable. So Dadi Janki, when she was declared most stable mind, so she spent an hour with, and they were observing on machines. So I asked Dadi what happened. Like suddenly they will ask her question. But she's in a very, very calm state of mind. Not anxiety. What question now they're going to ask? I'm not sure what question they will ask. Even to have this thought is anxiety, right? But she was in a very relaxed state of mind. And they were asking whatever they have to ask. And Dadi, in a very relaxed state of mind, keep giving answer. Yeah. And so have to, we will need more and more of that quality of mind. Because uncertain situations, unpredictable situations, every minute can happen, every minute. Because it's not possible to have same scenes of drama for a long time. Right? They keep changing all the time. But how do I keep myself stable while going through all these changes? But also, one is that stable, it doesn't mean I don't change, right? I have to change, right? I have to grow. I have to progress. I have to change my way of thinking, pattern of thinking. So on one side, I have to change, but other side, the changes which are happening in outside world, like people, you know, they don't have any, this like zero tolerance, right? They get upset so quickly. They get angry very quickly, very violent, even for little things. So we need to have more deep peace and stability and tolerance. And so we have to kind of keep growing so that we are stable when the world is changing towards not good direction, right? It's changing and moving towards, as Baba said, more and more tamopradhan stage. And we have to go towards satopradhan stage. So it's in contrast, right? But I keep moving to satopradhan. Doesn't matter where time is going. Because also their time is for tamopradhan and our time is for satopradhan. So there is support of time also internally. But I have to connect with my awareness that is confluence age. So either you keep going down or you're going up. So we are ascending. there is also descending, but I don't join that descending. I go towards ascending. So you have our homework for tomorrow is to look at my stability and also use some Baba's methods to create more stability. Om Shanti.